going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
With the fourth pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Will Campbell, tackle, LSU.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You know what we're talking about. Reaction to the number four pick last night, the newest New England Patriot, Will Campbell, offensive lineman out of LSU. Is he a tackle? Is he a guard? Do you like the pick? Do you hate the pick? Is it TBD on where he's going to line up? You can weigh in all day long here, 617-779-7937. We'll play some clips from Vrabel and Will Campbell, who is scheduled for a photo op today.
Yeah, I think he's going to be at Gillette Stadium around 3 o'clock, taking a little picture, get the uniform. I don't know if we're going to find out the number today, because obviously last night for the photo, they just have like number one.
What should he go with?
69.
The nastiest number is what he
Although Strange is already that. That's a pretty cool jersey. Strange 69.
That is true.
So I don't know what he's going to go with. Was he 66 in college, I think?
Well, okay, so was he? I was reading up on this. He was 66 at one point. Did he switch to 7 in his college career? I thought at some point he might have been number 7, is what I read.
Oh, because that's like an LSU thing,
correct,
right?
Yeah, one of their leaders. So maybe,
7!
Thank you. So maybe at one point was he wearing number 7?
Maybe.
I don't know. As much as I've watched.
I don't think he's even allowed to do that, even with all the weird number changes in the NFL. I don't think a lineman can wear 7.
NFL, in the maybe NFL, maybe not. Yeah, maybe.
They changed the rules. They can wear different ones now, but I don't think that's an option.
So you could jump in on this. Keith likes it more than I do. I'm very much out on the pick because I'm pretty sold he won't be a tackle. If he is, then I'm wrong. If he's a tackle, you think it's worth it?
Yes.
And I think you're more open-minded to him playing tackle than I am.
I've been called open-minded.
Yeah, you're more open-minded in general, yeah. Keith, is where I should have just left it there.
I would agree.
617-779-7937. JP is in North Providence. What's up, JP?
The vulture and the mongoose. I love the show. I'll go real quick. I know you're up against midday. Thank you. Why I like the pick, nicknames and a great Keefspiracy. Why I like the pick, he's tough, he's snarly, and I heard he can eat homemade muffins. Nickname, I love C-Rex. Whoever came up with it, it's great. The whole line is going to be called Jurassic Park. If they do move him inside, they can call him Godzilla.
Guardzilla.
Godzilla. There
I'm
you go.
Sold. I'm sold.
All right. Pretty good.
That's well done. Yeah, Tatus
is, nope. Tatus is back to mashed potatoes. And my Keefspiracy, Patriots trade with Vegas, the 38th pick. Vegas takes you there. They get another second round and a third round pick.
Okay, where is Vegas?
Vegas is actually at 37, so I don't think they would need to do
that.
Yeah,
they would need to trade down.
Let's stick with that. Call the whole offensive line Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And then if he does happen to play guard, you can soften the blow by calling him Guardzilla. Sold.
So good.
Now I like it.
That is tremendous, JP.
Yep.
The text line is claiming they came up with C-Rex. I'm not saying they didn't, but C-Rex is such a good nickname.
No, somebody earlier today on the text line.
No, I know, but I'm saying the text line is taking credit for
it.
And that's the first place I saw it. It's very possible that C-Rex. It's such a good nickname. I'm skeptical that the text line came up with it. No offense, text line.
He should embrace it.
I'm wondering if like somebody else says we're stealing that from elsewhere. No, I haven't heard it anywhere else.
Like
but
on Reddit or something.
Yeah, is that C-Rex or is that Godzilla?
That's Jurassic Park. That's the whole offensive line. If the defense could be the boogeyman a couple years ago, the O-line could be Jurassic Park. Cole Strange could be like a Dilophosaurus.
Nice.
I don't know who your Brontosaurus might be. Maybe Anwenu.
And then you walk past the...
Who's your Velociraptor?
Ooh. Probably you'd be like a littler guy.
Yeah.
Maybe Bradbury.
Bradbury.
Your center's Velociraptor.
Yeah. But then you walk past the big pile of dinosaur dung.
Yeah.
Nasty.
That would be
It'd be an incredible scientific achievement, though.
Well, you know, they're bringing back.
I think they're bringing back
the dire wolves.
We're getting close to real Jurassic Park, right?
You're bringing back dire wolves.
You for it or against it?
For it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Controversial
opinion. I'm
for
bringing it back.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
And I've actually seen the end of these movies, so I should be against it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I am for it.
They live. It's fine.
The people?
Sometimes.
Not all of them.
Well, some of them.
Certainly not all of them.
Some of them.
Well, just don't be those guys.
If you're Grant, you're fine.
Newman went out. Newman died in that van or that Jeep.
Just learn how to tame the Velociraptors and you'll be fine.
That's true. You talk to him like a little clicker like Chris Pratt. Mm-hmm. You team up with him.
I haven't gotten to the new ones. That's what they're doing?
Jurassic World, yeah.
They're talking.
And there's a new one on top of the new ones coming out this summer with Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali. Another Jurassic World.
That's how Will Campbell has to communicate with Garrett Bradbury is what they got to do. Jurassic Park, the offensive line. C-Rex if he's a left tackle or Godzilla if he's a guard.
Yeah, Jurassic World Rebirth comes out July 2nd. Maybe you think Will Campbell will get free tickets?
I really think he should embrace all the short arms.
Sure.
He should be on the red carpet for that one, shouldn't he?
I think he should get him out there.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Will Campbell for appearing in the film.
I wouldn't the mocap for the T-Rex.
I wouldn't wear the suit he was wearing last night personally on the red carpet, but you know.
People did.
Which Twitter,
I think it was Twitter.
People love that?
It was Twitter approved last night.
Well, didn't some guy tweet at you, Jones? It was like, is he the low-key the sharpest dressed guy?
Oh, yeah. Somebody did tweet me that.
I'm no Melissa Rivers, but I would say it was fine. I have no idea.
Somebody said he was the sharpest dressed at the draft, which was just clearly false.
I don't know. Did you see Travis Hunter?
Yeah, I did see Travis Hunter.
How could you miss it?
You see Maxwell Harrison?
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
He had to wait a little while, but it was worth it.
A lot of energy.
It was funny how he was like greeting everybody as they were walking by him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was like, who is this guy? Just like high-fiving everybody walking out there.
Good clubhouse guy. That's why they invited him.
Did you notice who he had no interaction with when he walked by? Bad football character, Abdul Carter. I noticed there was no interaction with those two, and I said,
Abdul Carter almost dressed like Darth Vader. He was like...
He was close.
He was close, wasn't he? Because it was like not a normal jacket, but it was like all black sunglasses. I'm like, just pop the helmet on.
He's more Anakin than Darth Vader.
Yeah, he was. He was like in between.
Just go to the next level and pop the helmet on. What are you doing?
He was Revenge of the Sith style.
He had a sweet chain. His dad had a sweet chain.
Well, didn't he tweet out the back to tank? So he might have gone for it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, no, that's his nickname is Darth Vader. So I thought he was going to go full Darth Vader. Yeah, speaking of chains, you see Shedeur Sanders' chain?
I did.
How heavy
did anybody
is that?
See Shedeur Sanders' chain?
What did you say?
Did anybody see it? We didn't get to see him wearing
well,
it.
Well,
they did show him a few times. Oh, did you notice
they showed
this?
That empty couch a lot.
Did you notice this? At one point, they flashed to ESPN, flashed to Shedeur Sanders' draft party, and in the background, NFL Network was on, and you could see like Ian Rapoport, and then they immediately like froze and then they like cut it out of there.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So they ditched out because he was watching the NFL Network.
Correct.
Interesting.
Yep.
With all of Dion's old pals from there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. David is in Florida. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. How are you today? Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, no problem.
So I wanted to talk about yesterday, your episode. I thought it was absolutely excellent with wanting to take Ashton Jeanthe in the first round. And I know we have Will Campbell, which I think will address the offensive line. But going forward to the second round for that 38th pick, I know that Ashton Jeanthe is one of a kind, but I'm kind of thinking that maybe Trevion Henderson might be a really good look for us at that 38th pick. I know we have need at receiver, but I feel that if we can combine Trevion Henderson with Stevenson, maybe try to get something like what Detroit has with Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. I think there's a lot of comparison between Gibbs and Henderson, and I just think that that would be a great asset to our team to kind of get us rolling into this day of the draft.
So, David, it's interesting you bring him up. Keith, you had some running back targets on your top five remaining.
Yeah, definitely. I think Henderson would be great at 38, and if you could be patient, and if you could still get Cam Scataboo, who I know became like a sensation during the college football playoff and just the amount of times they give that guy the ball, I don't know if you'd want to go 38. That might be high for him. But if you can get him somewhere tonight, I would definitely add a running back. I mean, Ashton Jeanty is the best running back in the draft by far, in my opinion. I think your opinion as well.
Yep.
But there are still some other guys that could come in and help quite a bit. So, yeah, I'm all about offense. So there are a couple running backs I like. There's still some good receivers. I know as a Patriots fan, it's easy to get gun-shy about drafting receivers because as a franchise, they've been so bad. But we got to put that to the side a little bit and hope that Mike Vrabel's different than Belichick and Wolf. So, you know, the two kids from Iowa State, I'd be interested in either one of those as well. Something offense. Like at 38, if they don't trade it, I would go offense, offense, offense.
So I'm not the biggest Travion Henderson guy. My critique is that he's little, meaning light. Not short, he's light. He's like 202 pounds, something like that. But a comp, a high-end comp would be Jahmyr Gibbs. The caller's right about that. Since you brought up Scataboo, I love his numbers, Keith. 1,700, he was kind of a out-of-nowhere one-year wonder anyway in the Pac-12. His first year at Arizona Stadium produced like this. At Sac State before that he did. 1,711 yards, 21 touchdowns on the ground. He had another 605 and three touchdowns at Arizona State. Like, the guy was the offense.
A machine.
Now, would I take him at 38? Probably not, but I'd be very interested in taking him at some point. The running back that I like, and I'd have zero problem if they took him, Quinshon Judkins at 38. Mm-hmm. So Trevion Henderson's teammate out of Ohio State. I would prefer Luther Burden as a wide receiver, but running back is a need for me because I'm less sold than the caller on Ramondre Stevenson, certainly than Tom Curran is on Antonio Gibson, for instance. So Burden would be on my list at 38. That would be my top target. I like Will Johnson, too. Cornerback's not an immediate need, but I like him as well. Let's mix in a Celtics phone call. We haven't talked to any Celtics.
All
they
right,
played tonight. Brandon's waiting patiently in Connecticut. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, there's Brandon back.
Okay, so I think Brandon, we're gonna have to put you back on hold. That is, I'm more patient than most with.
Sounds like he's in the back of the tank
with the crummy phones, believe it or not. But that one I can't let slide. So let's try to get him out of the back of the tank, to Keith's point, and get a little better service there, and we'll get Brandon back on. Chad is in Canton. Hello, Chad.
Chad.
Oh boy.
Now someone's playing games with the phones. Oh, there's Chad.
Sorry, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you there, Chad.
All right, sorry. So earlier we were talking about linemen taken in the top five in the draft, and you guys were able to name about three or four of them. Couple off the top of my head that I can think of as busts. Matt Khalil, 2012, Minnesota Vikings, pick four. The one draft we had Google and I believe it was Eric Fisher went back to back in the first round.
Yeah, so I think the caller the caller had a timeline cutoff there, so you're going further
he
back.
Did,
than that
and
cutoff.
He also
was
yeah.
Matt Khalil that high of a pick?
Yeah, Matt Khalil was the fourth pick in the draft.
Okay, so
by the Vikings.
Okay,
but like Lane Johnson was the fourth pick of the draft. If you open it up to like sixth pick, which again I know five's the cutoff,
right?
So five is, but you have guys like Trent Williams, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
You have like Penei Sewell, who's like really, I know he's a right tackle, but he's very good.
Ronnie Stanley, who we all wanted
Stanley.
This offseason. Yeah.
So
like, right, if you just opened it up to the top six. So anyway, my only takeaway from that caller. He said you want guys who score touchdowns or sack the quarterback in the top five. I would be totally fine with a left tackle.
Yeah.
If this guy's a left tackle. I'm not sure he's a left tackle. That's a significant caveat.
I also don't – yeah, I would take a left tackle. And the more you think about it, like, you wouldn't take Darrell Revis fifth overall. You know what I mean? Like, I would take a good – like an unbelievable corner.
Yeah,
I'd probably take
true.
Top five, I think.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, I mean, if you want to play that game,
I mean, look,
that's why each guy's different.
For God's sake, I'd take a running back in the top five. So I'd probably take anybody that I thought was good in the top five.
Well, they score touchdowns.
Oh, that's true. That does fit that criteria. Right. Yeah, touche. Jeanty scored quite a few.
They should score a bunch.
Cam Scataboo scored a lot.
No, but that's like a – I guess that's a personal preference. But also, if you want to play that game, then you would just never draft anybody because there's plenty of quarterbacks that were busts in the number one overall. So does that mean you don't do that? Like, I don't know.
So, no, I think that you're right. I mean, I think – I wouldn't be that limiting with a pick. A guard, though, would be my cut. A guard, I don't care how good they are.
Guard, I wouldn't do in the first round.
Them, I'm not taking.
Unless you are the Patriots, the year they drafted Mankins, where you had just about everything else, and then you said, hey, we're going to take him late, like dead last pick of the first round.
Maybe.
Then I would do it. Yeah. But like overall, yeah, my general philosophy would be no guards in the first round.
Right. You know, the Chiefs are contending for a Super Bowl, and they're a guard away in the Mankins analogy.
Yeah.
Fine. At pick 32, I'll allow it. But yeah.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, not at 4. 617-779-7937. Can I play something I didn't love? And can we jump one of these Vrabel comments, Nick, if you don't mind? Give me Vrabel 3 in a moment. I didn't love this story that came out yesterday from Jeremy Fowler that, well, Patriots brass traveled to Louisiana in recent days to work out offensive lineman Will Campbell, per sources. Now, he wasn't the only guy they worked out. I'm aware of that. They were kind of comparing, contrasting, working out other guys at the last moment. But to me, that tells me they did not have a ton of conviction. They weren't fully sold. Maybe some people in the building needed to be fully sold. So I thought that was interesting. And then Vrabel was asked about it last night after the draft, kind of when the Patriots were sold on Will Campbell. Here's what he had to say.
Mike, when and how did Will cement himself as the pick for you guys in this process?
Well, I mean, I think probably last week when Elliot and I and Ryan and a few others went down and spent time with him and worked him out, you know, and then went and worked out a few more players the same day. And we, you know, we made a circuit. And you know, I think when we came back and we slept on it and had, you know, the conversations about where it would be if he was on the board. And, you know, I think probably then.
So they didn't know they wanted him until last week. like that to me it doesn't mean he's going to be a bad player, but does that speak to a lot of conviction in the pick? Like, you've heard this. Mark Daniels been real strong on this.
Yeah.
Oh, they visited him last year when he was at LSU, and Elliott Wolf was down there midway through this year, and this pick has been in the making for a long time. Vrabel told you they weren't sold until last week. So I don't know. I wouldn't play up like they had full conviction in this guy, because I don't think they did.
Yeah, do you think that was they were hoping that somebody else would fall to them, or they were also hoping that somebody would trade with them? Like, I don't know like how I view that. Because I also think every team kind of does it a little bit different, right? Like, there was a stat going around that, like, every single quarterback that has been drafted in the first round, like, met with their team.
Took
or
a top 30 visit.
Yeah, almost all of them. Like, there's very few exceptions.
Because, like, Hunter didn't take a top 30 with the Jaguars, right?
I was going to bring that one up, where they asked him, they're like, what did Jacksonville tell you? He's like, I don't know.
I've talked to them since the combine.
Right. I actually don't think Jacksonville had a top 30 with anybody.
Oh, that's true. They're like the Rams. They don't do that.
So
that's true.
They did
that's
the
a
Rams
good point.
Thing.
That's a good
all
point.
Right, so maybe that is a little bit unique. But, yeah, no, that is... Again, this is the first year we're seeing Vrabel run a draft. So, like, everything that he kind of does, this is going to be sort of, you know, ground zero for it. So then, like, next year, I think it'll be easier to sort of read into, all right, what does he mean? Who are they looking at?
Just don't tell me it was like no-brainer, ton of conviction. They decided last week. Vrabel just told you that. Meanwhile, this is a fun one, too. Will Campbell spoke about the visit, and I guess I missed this in real time, but I guess Pete Thamel had some tweet yesterday that Vrabel was on the field working these guys out.
Yeah.
So he was working out Will Campbell. How'd that workout go from Campbell's perspective?
And there's a report out there from Pete Thamel that you put Vrabel on his butt. Just curious on what it was like working out with your new head coach.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. You know, him and some of the other staff came in, and, you know, we had a great workout, got some good work in. They taught me some new stuff. And, yeah, I mean, I got him. I'm not going to lie. I got him on the ground. And then we had a great lunch after, a bunch of great guys. I'm just super excited for this opportunity.
For me to get out there and feel him.
He pancaked him. You had a pancake. Take a pancake.
That was Vrabel's perspective on it. He wanted to get out on the field and feel
it. It's a good first step, right? If you can take down Vrabel, he hasn't played in the league in quite a long time.
He turns 50 in August, he's a borderline old man. Then you got him on the ground. Good job.
Team Hall of Famer, though.
Team Hall of Famer, sure.
So you got to start somewhere. Yep.
Still in good shape.
Yeah.
Vrabel? You don't think he's in good shape? Are you calling out his
what
kind of shape he's in?
He's a little bigger than his playing days.
Could be in his prime, though.
So it's even more impressive that he got him on the ground.
He was able to reach him.
Savvier.
He was able to get his hands on him. Chalk that up as a win.
It's a good point.
This is all positive.
The man's 50 in August. You got him on the ground. Good for you. You're 20, whatever, 3.
21.
Yeah, 21. 21.
He's a young gun.
21.
He's 21 years old.
I thought
he needs to get his first drink.
I like him a little more now.
He's a young gun.
I mean, look, all of his answers I like. I said this earlier.
No, he's a quote machine. I like all.
Nasty.
I like all of the stuff he says.
But, like, I get falling in love with that. Did the Patriots fall too much into or too much in love with the whole Will Campbell experience and kind of look over some of his deficiencies, like, I don't know, his short, teeny tiny little baby arms? Maybe.
Maybe.
Speaking of that, do you think this is going on, Keith?
What's going on?
Somebody said Campbell is probably listening to you guys to see how fans are reacting. You guys are probably making him cry harder than he did on stage last night.
Stop. He obviously has a lot of confidence in himself, as he should. And, I mean, he can just go on Twitter and see what people were saying. Right. People were pretty mean on Twitter. You were among that group.
Well,
You were nasty.
I just pointed out that with his teeny tiny little baby arms, he had trouble wiping his own tears.
I understand.
That was all.
I think he's going to be the starting left tackle. I think he's going to be a nice player.
He's been hearing that since he's been 14 years old. It's fine. He told us that.
Right. He's been hearing it.
Yeah, but he doesn't like it.
He's got his criticism.
He's got to lean in on it. He's got to be C-Rex and lean in on it and take our hate, my hate, and turn it back around on us.
I know.
But I do. It is possible he's on his way to Foxborough listening right now, Keith.
Let the hate flow through you.
With this whole family. Like, I mean, there's a non-zero chance of that.
Imagine that being like what's your number one criticism for the last 7 years? People tell me I have short arms. Like, what? Yeah, you have short arms.
Was that in the ick bracket? Was short arms?
Short arms.
Short arms on a male. Was that in the ick bracket?
Should have been. That might win next year.
Absolutely should have been. Did they ever finish that?
It was actually 30.
Is there time to add that in? There might be time to add that in.
Final four starts tonight. You can take a look at it. Could be a late entry. Short arms.
Okay. 6 months.
Because remember when they drafted Kelly Olynyk?
Oh.
I mean, we were on the air together when they did that. Yes. And I was like, he was the T-Rex.
You nicknamed him
the T-Rex. He was
a
little guy.
Draft night.
Because wingspan is very important in the NBA. At least they would always measure that at their combine. And he had like a teeny tiny little wingspan.
Yeah. Kelly Olynyk.
But then he could
Will
one
Campbell,
bite a burrito.
Other short arm kings. Yeah, no, he could.
Olynyk, remember?
He would eat a burrito in one bite.
Which is wild.
Odd duck.
Grab a burrito today and then just open up the wrapper and try to one bite that. You'd kill yourself. That's insane.
Yeah,
That's a lot of food.
Yeah, but you're going nasty. but you're going out doing what you love.
No, that's true.
You know? Like, that's not a bad way to go out.
Eat a burrito?
Yeah, it's Chipotle.
Yeah.
It's a good way to go.
I guess.
I enjoy it.
Pay for the extra guac or no?
In that scenario, yes.
In that scenario.
Yeah, you pony
one
up.
One last
it.
Time.
Yeah, let's ride. 617-779-7937. Has Mike Vrabel, who's clearly in charge, done enough to fix the needs on this team? We'll get to that with all your phone calls right after Trending with Bridget Prue.